Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. Well, the bye week has come and gone. It's time for this team to make a push to the playoffs.
On today's show, we'll show you what the Eagles will need to do to keep pace to stay on top of the NFC East.
And Arizona comes to town, we'll break down the Cardinals on both sides of the football.
And as he does each and every week, head coach Chip Kelly will join me right here for some film work right at the top of the show. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome into Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger along with Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And guys, the bye week has come and gone. Mike, you're refreshed from playing some golf down at Myrtle Beach. You look very good right now. But the bye week's come. What do you want to see here going forward? We've got a five-game stretch starting with Arizona this weekend at the Link.
Well, I think fresh legs is one of the first things you're going to see from these guys. They had an opportunity to take some time off, get some rest. But it's a time when you self-scout. Mm-hmm. So I expect them to be a lot sharper because this coaching staff understands better who they have, what they're very good at doing. So going forward, mm-hmm. I expect this team to be even sharper than they've been. They played well, mm-hmm. but I expect them, Ike, to be even sharper than they've been.
Yeah, and I'm interested in seeing how well this team handles prosperity. Listen, yep. they went into the bye week on a three-game winning streak. Everybody's patting them on the back, telling them they're doing great. They come back off the bye week and got to face a tough opponent here in the Arizona Cardinals. Didn't handle the bye week well last year. Mm-hmm. Got blew out by Atlanta when they came off the bye week. It'd be interesting to see these guys were able to fine-tune their craft during the bye week and not get too far away from football.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm really curious to see what Chip Kelly does. This is his first bye week. He's had 2 weeks now to get ready for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
A little bit of what you're saying, Mike, self-scouter team, rest the team, all those things. Now, how does he put it all together? And what does he show Arizona that they haven't seen that they're going to have to try to figure out during this week's game? So I'm very curious to see what Chip puts together here with 2 weeks to get ready. Mike, Carson Palmer is hot. This Arizona Cardinals team has a lot of weapons. It's up to Billy Davis this week to find ways to get pressure on Carson Palmer.
Yeah, Baldy, a big reason why this Arizona offense is having a lot of success is the offensive line, but they've struggled in protection just a little bit, and I'm sure Billy Davis and his defense will look to take advantage of some of those holes. All season long, Bill Davis has been great at breaking down the opposing team's protection schemes to create open lanes for free rushers to get to the quarterback. Here's an example of that on second and long against Washington 2 weeks ago. The Redskins come out in an empty set and will have just five players in protection. This pressure all starts with the alignment of the defensive line with Benny Logan lined up directly over the center. His presence will essentially cut the offensive line in half here as he takes the center out of the equation. What that does is create a scenario where three Eagles rushers will take on two Redskins offensive linemen. One man comes free, and Najee Good comes up with his first sack as an Eagle. Bill Davis has been very good at creating pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and that will have to continue against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday afternoon for the Eagles to come away with the victory.
Wing to the far side. Shotgun formation. Pulls back. He's looking for McCoy, who has it at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Cuts back at the 10, at the 5, at the 4. Falls to Shady McCoy. Finally upended by Brandon Merriweather, but the play gains 49 yards.
As he does every week, joining us here in Eagles Game Plan is head coach Chip Kelly. And coach, coming off a bye week, you've had a lot of time to kind of self-scout, look at some good things, the bad things, things that you want to get corrected. But let's look at some of the plays that were really effective here the last time we saw you. Why don't you just kind of walk us through here some of the things on the play?
Well, when you're getting a lot of man coverage and obviously people are trying to match up with you, and obviously we got two outstanding receivers, so they're going to get the two corners. The matchups you're trying to exploit now is which linebacker, inside or outside, is going to try to cover your running back, and if we can get them in space and kind of take advantage of a mismatch, and that's what we're trying to do on this play.
Okay, so you have a YY formation right here. You got Ertz and you got Celek over here, and you're running a crossing route here, anticipating that man coverage, you may be getting a rub on the outside, and you're running Riley off, and then you get Shady on that wheel here. So you're not really sure at this point if it's Kerrigan or who might be matching up with him coming out of the box here.
You know, it's different sometimes, you know, when we actually caught them in a blitz, so they triggered the inside linebacker. So if they're going to trigger the inside linebacker on a blitz, then the outside linebacker has to peel with the back, and we felt like that was a really good matchup for us. If it's the other way and the outside linebacker's coming, now he's got to cover him. he's got to run through two guys running shallow cross routes to try to match up with the back. If he does beat him over the top, then the quarterback's just going through a progression of he's got the first cross to the second cross, and then Deshaun's coming back.
Is this the first progression then?
Yeah, the back is first because we're free releasing him and we're trying to just get him in a matchup. So Nick's going to take a look. If someone runs or they ran over the top of them, we're in great shape. If not, then we're going to come down right here, really going one, two here, and then three to Ertz.
Well, what I like right here, Coach, is how quickly Nick sees it. He sees it quick, and then he's got all this field here to work in. And then the throw, giving him a lot of air under the ball, let Shady go get the ball right now.
Yeah, we try to tell our back his landmarker is between the numbers and the sideline.
Okay.
And then
trying to bisect that right there.
Yeah, and to save the box. A lot of times they get so wide that they end up pinning themselves on the sideline, and it has to be a perfectly thrown ball to fit in there.
Right.
When he gives himself the area that he's given himself here, Nick can be off a little bit, throw it away from where the defender is, and then the running back can drift and go get the ball.
You come back to a similar concept, different formation, different personnel, but another play anticipating man coverage here. Instead of in a YY formation, you've got Avant coming in motion, and you're going to get this, and you're going to get that rub. And then I guess, tell me a little bit about Shady's route here, because you're going to have Reed Dowdy, the safety, covering him this time. And it's like you're saying, you're not really sure who's going to come and who's going to take him, so he converts it. You get the rub to Deshaun that time.
Yeah, it's really a similar concept. But now, as Nick reads this, if now a safety starts to run with him, now we're off of this read. And really what ends up happening is Deshaun ends up becoming our check down. But because it's man coverage, you're hitting a check down that's on the run.
Everybody has these crossers and this route. But what do you tell Brent here about this rub here? Obviously, he doesn't want to contact him, balls in the air. However, there are things he can do to affect that guy that's traveling with the Deshaun.
We just tell Brent he has the right of way in that he needs to get over to the other side of the tackle. And now he forms the bottom part of the triangle. Deshaun comes to this side. He forms the other side of the triangle.
Okay.
And then Ertz will hook up right in the middle. So at the end of the play, the quarterback is really just truly going one, two, three.
Okay, and then on the backside right here, I mean, Riley hooks this up on the backside here. I mean, we've seen him kind of clear it out as well.
He's reading the coverage on the top, and if he was playing press, he could take it over the top. If they're playing off, then he'll turn it into an in-route.
Well, in a game coming up in Arizona that plays a lot of man, we could see some of these type of, maybe not this play, but concepts very similar.
Yeah, our guy's got a real good feel, and that's the fun part of coaching during the week is what can we add? How do we make it look different for them in terms of the defense? How do we isolate different guys? And, you know, so you really just can't key in on one person. And the good thing with Nick is that he's going to take what the defense gives him.
Right.
So if you're going to give him the outside linebacker matchup in the back, he'll take it. You put the safety on the back, then he's going to go through his progression. And he's done a really good job of making sure that the ball gets distributed based on the coverage that the defense is playing.
Well, the defense has been outstanding as well here, Coach, over the last 7 or 8 weeks. But you get down to this part of the field, if you're RG3, you're anticipating probably either quarters or zero coverage. You go zero here. And really, because of how tight you play the zero, it really makes RG3 hold the ball in this play.
Exactly. You know, you really want to get close to your work when you're down inside the tight red zone so that he doesn't have a quick throw for himself. And then even though they probably will have the numbers matched up, five guys to buck five guys or six guys to buck six guys, then one of you guys is going to win in a one-on-one in terms of the pass rush.
Okay, so what I like right here, Coach, is, I mean, obviously this is the goal line, defend the goal line, but I see guys give a little bit of space here all the time. But right now they're clamped here. Patrick Chung is clamping on Santana Moss and even Kerry Williams right here on Pierre Garçon. They're not giving him any room to breathe right now. And it forces RG3 to hold it
and
allow Barwin to get to the quarterback.
It does. We talk about getting close to your work and plastering in your coverage. And I think when you look at all four DBs, they do a great job of it. And then what ends up happening, linebacker's hugging up on the back because he has him. But then the mismatch occurs is that we have a running back matched up on Connor Barwin in pass protection. And whether they sent him to Connor or they sent him to Trent, we feel like that's a one-on-one matchup that we should win.
Okay. And obviously Barwin wins this against Roy Helu right here. Coach, I was a little shocked here that in this play late in the fourth quarter, a one-score game, that they kept their defense on the field here. And they went one-on-one with the gunners right here, even though I think they're trying to set up a return. And your gunners, whether it's Brad Smith right here, Brandon Boykin, they win quickly and easily, not to mention the great punt here by Donnie Jones.
Yeah, you know, we've been known to go for a little bit on fourth down. I think we were surprised that they went safe in that area, you know, because it is a little bit
aggressive.
Probably not going to go for it on their own 26-yard line. But because they left him on, they don't have their true punt return team on the field.
Right.
So they don't have the ability to double the gunners. You know, and I think that's the important thing is if you did double the gunners, now you got a six-man box and you can run a quick fake and snap it, and you really only needed a half a yard. So I understand what they're doing. But by doing that, that becomes a really difficult thing for these corners out here to take care of the gunners.
And the other thing right here is Brandon Boykin. I mean, he's tracking the ball, actually running straight down right here. So he knows the direction of the flight. Once he picks it up, he knows where the ball is going to go, and he's got a great knack for anticipating where that ball is going to bounce.
He does, and he's really been one of our most valuable special teams players. He made another great play in this game going down that end on a plus 50 punt, you know, into the red zone where he pinned the ball inside the five. He's done it a few times this season. He's got a great knack when he is a gunner out there of understanding which way we're directional punting, how to beat his guy in terms of the leverage that they're playing. And then because he's so explosive and so fast, if he creates any separation, I don't think they're going to catch him.
Coming up on the show, we'll give you the keys to an Eagles victory on Sunday afternoon. But first, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell will break down a dangerous Arizona defense. All that and more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. I am so intrigued by this matchup of the Cardinals defense against the Eagles offense. When you watch film of the Cardinals defense, here's what you see. A defense that blitzes an awful lot, especially on first down. No team in the NFL has blitzed more than the Cardinals overall, and no team in the NFL has blitzed more on first down. Now, what they do exceptionally well is they disguise their blitzes. And that's what makes this matchup fascinating. Can you disguise your pressures against a speed tempo offense like the Eagles? We're going to find out. But let me show you an example of just what I'm talking about with disguise and pressure. This is what we call a triple A-gap blitz. We're all used to seeing double A-gap blitzes. But let's start with the disguise. Look at Jeremiah Bell, the safety. Pre-snap, it appears as if he's man-to-man on the tight end, with John Abraham on the same side preparing to rush the quarterback. Now, just before the ball gets snapped, Bell starts sneaking inside. He's going to add to the pressure, whereas Abraham will drop out and play the tight end. But there's another part to this that is absolutely critical as we see Bell's sack of Mike Glennon. Look at it from the end zone. You see Javier Arenas and Carlos Dansby. They're going to be the double A-gap blitzers. Very common in the NFL, double A-gap blitzes. The ball gets snapped, they attack. One's picked up by the offensive center, the other's picked up by the back. Perfect blitz pickup execution by the Tampa Bay Bucks. But you know what? There's no one to pick up the third A-gap blitzer, Jeremiah Bell. He's in clean for the sack. A great example of disguise and a multiple pressure concept. This is what the Cardinals do extremely well, and they have great speed. They also have great individuals like Calais Campbell, Darnell Dockett, Darrell Washington, and a very good man-to-man corner in Patrick Peterson. This is a difficult defense to play against, both in terms of scheme, design, and personnel. That's why this matchup against the speed tempo offense of Chip Kelly's Eagles is so fascinating.
This portion of the Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the Arizona Cardinals on the offensive side of the ball. How will they look to attack Billy Davis's defense? We'll find out when Eagles Game Plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Mike, Bruce Arians, the offensive coordinator and head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Very adept at creating matchups.
Yep.
And he does right here in the red zone. Andre Roberts is going to come across the formation. Going to work a little combination route with Larry Fitzgerald right here. Going to get Andre Roberts on the wheel route. But He's very good at understanding what you're trying to do and then attacking that.
Well, they're so talented and they have so many guys. And when you have to honor that out portion of that route, that's what really throws the defense off. You know, Robbins goes on that little out, so you've got to at least look at that out portion. And when you just take a peek at that, it's easy then to get up the sideline for an easy touchdown.
But that wheel route could be run by a lot of different guys. Here, I mean, same thing. It's a combination route here. You're going to get Dre, the tight end, down the seam, and then you're going to get this Andre Ellington. He's a good rookie, Mike, a kid out of Clemson. But he's going to run this wheel right now. They're going to get the same type of coverage right now where he's going to really get picked by that tight end, and he gets loose, and that's what they're looking for.
It's, again, Bruce Arians creating the matchups that he wants. And when he's got that rookie with a lot of speed, very good receiver out of the backfield, on a linebacker, that's the perfect matchup.
Mike, Carson Palmer's having a great stretch right now, four games in a row, maybe the best stretch he's ever had. But he needs his offensive line to play big. I mean, they have the whole playbook. I mean, here's an empty set right now. So these tackles, Bradley Sewell over here, Eric Winston, they're on that island right now. If they get this situation on Sunday, Eagles have to win some of these matchups.
Well, I'm amazed at how often teams with three-man, and you see a three-man pressure here, and four, they're able to get to Carson Palmer because his offensive line, they will give it up.
Well, it's just not the offensive line. Now, teams have had success blitzing against them here, Mike, and so Seattle does as well. And, you know, the quarterback and receivers, they've really got to be in sync together. Yep. And right now, when the middle linebacker comes here, the tight end is going to be looking hot, right? Yep. I mean, he's going to replace the linebacker here. Carson Palmer doesn't see it. I think the Eagles have to kind of test Carson Palmer and how he's seeing the field right now.
You know, as seasoned as Carson Palmer is, oftentimes you can get to him because he doesn't always pick it up.
And I think Billy Davis has to test that blitz pickup of Carson Palmer and the Cardinals. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The sixth annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, this is our final segment. We call it three and out. Final thoughts as we get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. Mike, with you, what do the Eagles have to do to come away with their fourth straight win?
Baldy, Ike talked about it earlier. You've got to figure out how to break down protection. Billy Davis has to come up with a scheme to get to Carson Palmer and disrupt this offense. And on the other side, I think Nick Foles has done a great job making correct decisions with the football. He's got to figure out the matchups that he's going to exploit, get the ball into the correct hands.
Yeah, and piggybacking off what Mike just said about Nick Foles, I'm going to stick with the offensive side of the football. He's played fantastic for the last 5 to 6 weeks, excluding that Dallas Cowboy game. The thing he's done the best is take care of the football. This Arizona Cardinal defense is very opportunistic. Last week scored a touchdown on an interception. They're going to be trying to get the football away from this Eagles offense and turn it into points. If Nick Foles can do a great job of protecting the ball, I think the Eagles will have a great chance of winning this game.
I think Carson Palmer is playing great football right now. Maybe the best football since 2006, but he is a double agent. He will put it up there for you to go get. I mean, I think the Eagles have to get two of them, at least two from Carson Palmer. And then I think talent-wise, this Arizona Cardinal defense is the best that the Eagles have seen since they played Kansas City. Right. So to your point, Ike, they've got to take care of the football. They've got to protect Nick Foles here. You know, they've got to really execute at their best right now to move the ball against a very good defense. Guys, that'll do it for another edition of Eagles Game Plan. For Ike Reese and Mike Quick, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week to get ready to break down the Detroit Lions. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation. The power of physical therapy.